Right, now the DUP MP Ian Paisley Jr. has come under fire from the TUV leader Jim Allister for missing the Commons vote on Syria at the end of August. In a declaration which Mr. Paisley has made to the House of Commons authorities, he revealed he was actually in Uganda on a two-day working trip for a bank. It also discloses that he was paid £7,500 for work for the bank carried out over 21 hours. Ian Paisley Jr. with us now. Good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Are you embarrassed to have missed the vote?
Well, first of all, I think it's a pretty silly little complaint made by a silly little man who, as usual, has got it wrong. First of all, Parliament was in recess. I was already travelling to Uganda on a long-standing engagement during my recess. And whenever I got there, it was then made clear that there was going to actually be a vote. I made as good arrangements as possible under that very restricted time period to make sure that I'd be paired off with one of the 30 absent government MPs. And it was very clear at that point that we were probably going as an opposition party to then win the vote. And that and of course, as it turned out, we did win the vote. We won the vote with the over a dozen spare MPs.
Well, how was it very clear that you were going to win the vote now? That was a close vote.
I would not. No, it wasn't. It was, I think it was 13 or 14 of a majority. It was also clear to me from the work which I did, speaking to the Whip's office, would I have got a chance to speak in the debate? Because the allegation against me is that Northampton was left silent in the debate. I would not have been called in the debate. There were so many backbenchers from all of the other parties, and by calling me, it would have taken time off one of our two main spokesmen during the course of that debate, our defence spokesman and our leader. So my presence, whilst yes, I regret, I wish that I could have got back in time from Uganda during the recess, I wasn't able to. But would it have had a difference on the outcome of the vote? No, we would have still won the vote. And the prior arrangements would have made sure that the difference in the win or the loss would not have been any different. So that's the fact of the matter.
Yeah, but hold on a moment. Right up to that day, because I was covering the story in, right up until that day, Labour were not necessarily backing the government. They were not going to, oppose the government.
Yeah, that might have been the public position, but there was no private talks going on at Westminster, and we had a very clear idea that, first of all, Parliament, both the 30, remember there were 30 rebels on the government side, but they had made it clear to us very clearly that they were opposed to going to war. And you have to make a judgment call on these things. If I'd have then turned around immediately whilst I'd got to Uganda and tried to get back, I would have missed the vote anyway. So, you know, the fact of the matter is I published this information, I put it on the register as I'm obliged to do and as I follow the rules, and they're the facts of the matter. If it had been different, I mean, I think there would have been an issue if, for example, we'd have lost the vote by one vote. I think I would have been in serious difficulties in that issue, but the fact of the matter is we won and won in excess of a dozen votes. So, you know, I'm content on that basis. And of course, would I have got to speak? No, I wouldn't have got to speak.
So you're saying
anyway. So it is effectively humbug, this argument.
So you're saying you knew what Ed Miliband was going to do. Most of the country didn't know what he was going to do, and
we
you did.
We had a clear, had to make a judgment call. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. The outcome is what was important. And the outcome was we won the vote. My opposition party, we're the second largest party of opposition in the House, and it was clear that the opposition parties won that day. And we won with a clear and obvious majority for all to see. And that is the effect. And the effect is we haven't gone to war with Syria, and thankfully that is the case. And I must say, I'll be clear with this team, I stand over my parliamentary record. My parliamentary record is second to none. I'm one of the most numerous speakers in Parliament. In fact, I think I'm one of the highest of the three members of Parliament who speak the most. I have one of the highest above average records of asking questions. I'm a leading member of a select committee. I also today am for the first time bringing the Home Affairs Committee chairman to Northern Ireland for the first time in 10 years, where we're dealing with very important and meaty matters to do with Northern Ireland and to do with smuggling and those matters. So my record in Parliament is second to none, and even my opponents recognise that. So this argument that's been put up today by Jim is just frankly humbug. He has to divert from his other difficulties, which have been well documented in the last few days.
And are you saying that you were going to Uganda anyway? For recreation or what?
No, it was parliamentary recess, and I had made an arrangement to go to Uganda to carry out some private consultancy work, which I was engaged to do during my recess. and that's where I use the time. Other members can use the recess to go on holidays. I decided to deploy my time wisely to do some commercial work that I was engaged to do, and I've done that. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not going to apologise for
what
being
was the work?
Just a moment, I'm not going to apologise for being a successful politician and a hard-working politician. I'm certainly not going to apologise for being successful in the business work that I've carried out. I'm certainly not going to apologise for having what I deem a successful life.
I guess that some people will argue this is one of the reasons why MPs shouldn't have outside jobs, that it will get in the way.
But during a recess, a recess of Parliament, where I specifically booked the time, the 3 days, to do some work during the actual recess. And, of course, Jim's on record on the 22nd of May 2009 in your own programme of saying that he carried out private work whilst he was an MEP, and indeed documented that work on your programme on the 22nd of May and described it not as double jobbing but as odd jobbing, and that he did the odd job for private friends. So, you know, I think that my record stands up to anyone else.
And what was the work you were doing?
It was private consultancy work for a financial institution in France, which is engaged in some work which they needed help with the African government to engage with them on that programme. But it's sensitive, it's private, it's commercial interest.
£350 an hour is quite good money, isn't it?
It was a lucrative payment, yes. And I accept that. Remember, I published that. I put it out there, not ashamed of that. That was the rate for that particular job, and I did it.
Okay, Ian Pizzey Jr., thank you very much indeed.